What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, October 29th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we're coming down to the end of the week. Of course, Saturday is Halloween. Sunday is the end of daylight savings time. We've got a lot to talk about today. It's been a very busy news day. It's been a very busy news week, actually. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news until we start running out of news, at which point we will open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. Now, last night, Tucker Carlson had a follow-up show on Tuesday's program about Hunter Biden, featuring an hour-long interview with Tony Bobulinski. And last night, Tucker mentioned that a box of documents related to Hunter Biden had been sent from their New York office out to Los Angeles and had disappeared in transit. The package was opened and found empty. And of course, everybody's wondering, you know, what's going on here. It turns out that the shipping company in question was UPS. And just before broadcast time, UPS came on out and said that they had found the documents after an extensive search. They're not providing any details about where the documents were found. And of course, Tucker Carlson and his producer had kept copies of those original documents anyway, so they can check to see if anything has been changed or altered or is missing here. So basically, that's where UPS is right now. They're very concerned that people think they lose packages. This was an important one to lose. Personally, if I'd been Tucker Carlson's producer, I would have gotten one of the staffers, put him on an airplane to hand deliver documents that explosive to Tucker. So whether he's going to follow up tonight or not, we don't know, but it's certainly going to be worthwhile to set the DVR to catch that program. Now, speaking of Tuesday, the final numbers came on in, and nearly 7.6 million people tuned in to watch the show of Tony Bobulinski. That's about 2 million more than the show averages. So people were really tuning on in. We're seeing Google searches for Biden corruption and Tony Bobulinski. Interestingly enough, Google has sort of like doctored the autocomplete. So when you try and go in Hunter Biden corruption, you don't get any other suggestions that would actually lead you to anywhere. So they're still out there carrying the Biden's water. Now, getting on to Hunter's email, the liberals are still out there saying it's a Russian plot. It's a Russian plot. It's a Russian plot. We've been down that road before. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And it really was easy to predict because they really didn't have anything else. I mean, the Bidens are not denying that the emails are real. They're not denying that the laptop belonged to Hunter Biden. Pardon me. The chain of custody from the computer repair store to the FBI is solid. And the only claim they made was that Biden said there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said it's a Russian plant. The Russia Gators are saying, no, it really doesn't make a lot of sense because, you know, they're basically saying that Russia somehow got Hunter Biden to drop his laptop in a puddle, then take it to a computer repair store, then arrange to simply abandon it there, at which point the repair place took a look on the hard drive and found something that they were legally required to report to the authorities. And more than likely, it was the various photos of extremely young ladies in compromising positions here. The bottom line is these 50 former intelligence officials don't have access to any of the information. They're not in the loop anymore. They just got contacted to lend their voice to Biden, saying, you know, it's all a fantasy, it's make-believe. And, of course, it was the accusation that Bobulinski was part of a Russian plot against this country that prompted him to go public. He didn't want to go public, didn't want to be on TV, but he felt he was being unfairly tarnished, and he demanded Adam Schiff retract the statement that Schiff made about this all being a Russian plot. Schiff refused to do so. And Bobulinski went public. And Fox News is covering it. It's still giving it a great deal of coverage. Hardly anybody else is. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, PBS, they're all still out there saying Russian plot, Russian plot, Russian plot. They're just trying so hard to protect Joe Biden with the election just 5 days away. All right, so let's get into the election itself here because there's a lot going on there. Over in Virginia, a Frederick County court has blocked the state's Board of Elections from accepting absentee ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day that do not have legible postmarks. Now, the postmarks are going to become an issue. And as I've said many times before on this show, postmarks don't have any mechanism built into them to prevent fraud. Somebody could take a postmark off a package, turn it into a rubber stamp, and you're ready to rock and roll, faking all kinds of ballots to be submitted after Election Day when they figure out, you know, where Trump is winning and they need to reverse that here. So basically, on Wednesday, the circuit court ruled against a plan by the Virginia State Board of Elections that would have allowed non-postmarked or illegibly postmarked absentee ballots to be counted after the November 3 election. So they're trying to basically get this election back to being honest and verifiable and accurate. The Supreme Court, with freshly confirmed Justice Barrett standing in the sidelines, they basically dealt a double blow to Republicans over mail-in ballot cases in two states. And the Supreme Court said it will not intervene before the election to stop Pennsylvania officials from receiving mail-in ballots up to 3 days after Election Day, refusing a GOP request the high court expedite review of the issue. And apparently, three conservative justices indicated the votes ultimately might not be counted and that they would like to revisit the issue after the election. As I understand it, those ballots will be segregated, kept separate from the other ballots, so they're available as a block for whatever the justices decide. Okay, big question. It's uppermost on a lot of people's minds. This is coming from Zero Hedge. And it's a question. How long is it going to take to count all the votes? And we're already being told we may not know the winner of the election right away like we normally do. So if we don't have a winner on November 3rd, when do we get a clear result? Well, this is where I keep saying this election is going to be a replay of 2000, which wound up going all the way to the Supreme Court before they basically awarded the presidency to George Bush and then went further to say that that decision could not be cited as a precedent in future cases. Now, so far, more than 60 million Americans have already voted by mail. The number keeps growing. Some states are already sending out notices saying if you have not mailed in your mail-in ballot, you're going to have to vote in person because of how slow the post office is handling all of this. Over at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe has another major voter fraud bust. They've released a series of undercover videos from Texas, Bexar County specifically, and they're looking at ballot chaser Raquel Rodriguez. And according to Veritas, Ms. Rodriguez has been responsible for bringing in an estimated 7,000 votes for Joe Biden. Now, if you're not sure what we mean by ballot harvesting, these are people who will knock on the doors of voters. And if they have not filled out their ballots, we'll basically encourage them, go ahead and fill it out in this particular manner. And this, of course, is illegal. And Ms. Rodriguez could wind up going to jail for this. And the dirty work is still continuing. Over in Wisconsin, the GOP basically reported hackers broke into the party's coffers, meaning the bank account where their funds, their war chest is located, and they stole $2.3 million that was set aside for promoting the reelection of President Donald Trump. So this is getting to be a really, really dirty election. Even more alarming, there is a far left group that's just forming. It's called Shutdown DC. And it's saying they're going to be on the streets of Washington, D.C. before the polls even close, making sure that Donald Trump leaves the White House, even if he wins the election, even if he wins the vote. They're talking about violently just going up to the White House, getting past the Secret Service, good luck with that one, getting past Donald Trump's private security, good luck with that one, and force him from office. So that's how this situation is becoming. And next week is just going to be historic in terms of the craziness here. Okay, as you're already aware, the CEOs of some of the major social media companies have been grilled by Congress over the very obvious anti-conservative bias they are showing in terms of shutting down accounts or blocking posts or tweets. And Twitter's Dorsey, first of all, made a bit of an impression with his wizard beard. He kind of looks like he could be a homeless guy if he wasn't so rich. And basically said that, yes, blocking pro-Trump and conservative tweets was okay. It was a violation of their misinformation policy, but that Holocaust denial is not a violation of misinformation policy. And it seems like a double standard. Congress really went after him. Ted Cruz tore into Dorsey for still censoring tweets about the Hunter Biden email story. And at one point said, you know, who elected you to be in charge of what the American people can see or read? Okay, now Dorsey admitted they don't really have a formal moderating system. It's basically driven on whoever shows the most outrage. Well, that tells us that all the liberals had to do was set up an office someplace with a phone bank and a bunch of people operating with multiple Twitter accounts to log in and say, you know, that Hunter Biden story is misinformation. It's a Russian plot, and take them down. And Twitter would do that. And Dorsey basically said, we don't have a general policy around misleading information and misinformation. We rely upon people calling that speech out. So he's basically saying that if enough people will call and complain, that they'll pull down a tweet or an account. Now, Twitter is now responding to a new campaign from Israel Strategic Affairs Ministry, targeting online expressions of support for the Palestinian rights. Now, Tuesday, 4IL, a propaganda outlet of the ministry, tweeted the handles of dozens of accounts it claimed were anti-Israel bots and trolls who try and steer public opinion, and the Israeli government said, report them right now. So it's, you know, the war for the minds of the American people, or the people of the world, is well and truly underway. And if there's one thing the independent media succeeded in doing over the last 20 years, is how long we've been doing this, we took away the government's ability to lie to you people with impunity. And they miss it. They don't know any other way to run a government other than lies and deception and propaganda. And so they're thrashing around trying to figure some way they can shut this all down so that you'll go back to obediently watching ABC, CNN, NBC, PBS, and so forth and so on, and just believe what you're being told by them. Now, Twitter, along with all of its other evils, appears to be running what amounts to a blackmail operation in which you cooperate with them or you get no traffic. So, for all their talk of being a neutral platform, the big shots at big tech social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Google, are running a protection racket. They figure they can dictate what Americans get to see and read and what other media companies must do to reach the public via those platforms. That is a lot of power. And I noticed in the testimony before Congress, they were all up there saying, well, we're not really having that much of an influence. We can't steer the election. And yet it's very obvious that's exactly what they're trying to do. And they are wielding a huge amount of power. All right. Over at the NSA, which stands for no such agency, I'm sorry, the National Security Agency, they are stonewalling questions about backdoor encryption in tech products. This has been an ongoing fight for a number of years where people want to have secure communications, and the NSA wants to be able to read all those communications. Now, their excuse is they're looking for terrorist communications. But as we already demonstrated in our NSA challenge, real criminals and real terrorists can evade the NSA and do it quite easily. Certainly anybody who's engaged in nefarious actions knows that open social media and email are all being scanned and monitored anyway. They're going to find other ways to communicate, like steganography. So according to disclosures by former contractor Edward Snowden, the U.S. National Security Agency has pursued various routes to access tech equipment, sometimes via commercial deals inducing companies to insert backdoor encryption, and in other cases, manipulating standards so firms unknowingly adopt software the agency experts can break. As we mentioned in our software challenge, decoding a message is a two-step process. First, you have to figure out the methodology, then you can break the key. Of the two, the first is the hard part. The Allies were not able to decode the German Enigma code until they actually captured a machine. And then after that, the folks at Bletchley Park were able to build another machine that could hunt for the keys and decode the messages here. So backdoor encryption is being touted by the NSA as essential on the war on terror. Basically, they just want to spy on ordinary law-abiding citizens because the real criminals and terrorists know better than to use the internet and off-the-shelf encryption. Getting on to more current events, talk about this country just getting pounded. You know, Hurricane Zeta, fifth storm to hit New Orleans, has caused a lot of damage because the debris from the earlier storms hadn't been cleaned up yet. At least one person reported dead so far. You've got the Colorado wildfires, which they're hoping the snow that's falling there now is going to tamp that down. And of course, the California wildfires that have been raging due to decades of basically not managing the forests, creating this huge overburden of dead debris, which is just explosively burning. And apparently, Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, rather, is on the hook this time with accusations that one of their power lines sparked the Silverado wildfire that has displaced 100,000 Californians. A little further north in California, PG&E is accused of allowing equipment to age beyond safe levels. And one of the problems they had was not shutting off power when high winds came along and it blew down some lines and started some fires. Getting to the international news now, Azerbaijan has taken control of settlements in four Karabakh districts. This according to Aliyev. And Vladimir Putin earlier discussed the development of Nagorno-Karabakh by phone with Turkish President Erdogan. And the Russian president expressed deep concern over the ongoing hostilities, as well as the increasing involvement of terrorists from the Middle East in the clashes. And as we reported, I think it was just yesterday, the third ceasefire failed after just 1 hour. So each side is pointing fingers at each other. It's possible there's a third party running around the countryside, shooting in both directions just to keep the hostilities going. Now, speaking of Erdogan, he is out there saying that Western countries attacking Islam want to relaunch the Crusades. And he's basically out there saying that diplomatic and legal action will be taken as a response to the caricature of Erdogan that was published by French magazine Charlie Hebdo. After all the problems they've caused before with Mohammed, you'd think, I wonder why they're still in business, to be very honest, because frankly, I didn't find them amusing at all. So Erdogan is out there saying countries want to relaunch the Crusades by attacking Islam. France and Europe as a whole does not deserve this provocation, dirty, hateful, and divisive policy pursued by Macron and those who share his views. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and a friendly reminder and a not-so-gentle nudge in the ribs here that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. Money is definitely tight, and I realize it is for you as well. It's very hard for us to ask for your support when we know that you're all struggling very hard in these COVID-19 economic times here. But we do have to ask, otherwise we're going to have to start selling our control room technicians for medical experiments. So once again, the mail address, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Getting on back to the international news here, apparently the U.S. is poking at China yet again by declaring that U.S. troops can be sent to defend Japan's Senkaku Islands. These are more of the islands that are currently in dispute in the South China Sea. In this case, it's the East China Sea. And, you know, Japan claims them and China claims them. And basically, Japan's defense minister is saying the situation is intolerable. But we can hear the war drums beating on the horizon. And it's going to get really, really ugly. Now, here is an interesting story, and I think it reveals something about how the corrupted corporate media is working. And apparently over at CNN, there is this very attractive blonde lady named Michelle Kosinski, who apparently managed to have an illicit affair with Britain's most important ambassador, and in the throes of whatever it was they were doing, extracted information out of him about Trump and key decisions the administration was about to make, leading to a number of scoops by CNN. So this is what they call news acquisition, as opposed to like looking on Hunter Biden's laptop where the evidence is just already laid out. Let's talk about the economic news, because I know the stock market's up a little bit again today after yesterday's disaster. Supposedly, the GDP has taken a major leap upward. But for most Americans, times are still kind of hard. And we're seeing where large corporate landlords are filing eviction notices against 10,000 tenants in five states, despite the federal ban on evicting residents impacted by COVID-19 until the end of the year. And we're not necessarily talking about Snidely whiplash here, because remember, those landlords owe money to the banks because they borrowed money to buy those rental properties. And if they're not getting paid their rent, they themselves cannot make the payment on the mortgage. And the bank could foreclose on the rental property. So it's this domino effect that's happening. Now, in a major move, China and Russia and the EEU bloc are going to replace international trade in the dollar and euro with their domestic currencies. And this is a major, major event. Because throughout most of the last century, international trade went through the U.S. dollar, from which the U.S. made a small profit, as well as exerted tremendous political control over the rest of the world, such as with sanctions. And you do enough of that, and eventually the rest of the world decides they want to do business some other way. So the Eurasian Economic Union is going to use their own currencies in cross-border trade, rather than the euro and the dollar, which currently dominate commerce between the member states and China. So that is going to reduce foreign demand for the U.S. dollar, which is going to put more downward pressure on the dollar, as if there wasn't enough already from the massive overprinting coming out of the Federal Reserve. All right. Now, the virus pandemic has brought about more flexible work options for employees. Employees are working remotely through 2021, in some cases permanently. Some companies have said, you know, this is working out really good. Just, you know, go ahead and stay at home. They're cutting pay on the theory that you don't need to buy clothes for the office. You don't need to spend gas to get there. I don't think that's fair because, you know, these employees are using their own equipment at home on behalf of the companies. So, but that's another matter entirely. So these companies that are doing this are going to slash office space. And this is going to be a major blow against the commercial real estate markets all the way down to the local level. Fortune surveyed 171 CEOs between September 23rd to 30 and found 76% of them are expected to reduce office space size in the near term. 28% of them said they would need a lot less corporate space. So the face of the working environment is definitely changing. Another article, this one is coming from Zero Hedge. Creditors are finally waking up to the fact that bond losses are currently as high as 99%. There seems to be a lot of denial going on in the financial sector, Wall Street. They're not recognizing the risk that's out there. Okay, we got to take another break for commercial, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the economic news. Apparently, a hacker broke into... This is a web portal that lets you invest cryptocurrencies and then try and make a profit from small price variations between the various cryptocurrencies. And it's like currency traders in the real world. It's how it operates. But apparently, the hack took place and was immediately confirmed by Harvest Finance to the tune of $24 million. And it's amazing. The NSA claims to be able to track terrorists around the world. They don't seem really able to find the hackers. It just begs the imagination that if they can read all the traffic in the world and break into all of our email accounts, that they just can't seem to find the cyber criminals. Apparently, the FBI, the music was cutting out the audio. It was Harvest Finance, a web portal that allows you to invest cryptocurrencies, and it got hacked to the tune of $24 million. Now, the FBI is out there warning that ransomware attacks are starting to attack hospitals. We already know there has, at least in one case, been a death resulting because the doctors couldn't access the patient information. So this is really serious business. But again, our vaunted NSA is not able to track down the ransomware creators. And you just sort of have to wonder, why is it that they are so protected? Of course, one explanation comes to us courtesy of Kaspersky Labs that identified the Equation Group hackers as actually being part of the NSA. A little inside, little extra beer money, I guess they're making on the side there. Now, getting back to the economy, we're looking at the stock market hopping all over the place here. And looking at the S&P 500, it turns out that just five companies are in charge of all the growth that we have seen recently, three of which are Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft. So those are the powerhouses, and the rest of the S&P 500, they're not doing all that well. And let's see, apparently Walgreens is closing their seventh San Francisco store due to looting without consequences. And this is something that's been going on for a while, that Black Lives Matter will go into the Walgreens and they'll loot the place and say, if you call the police or complain, we're going to announce that you're being racist and that will hurt you with your other customers. And so these Walgreens managers just stand back and let it happen. And it's, you know, sort of like the Black Hand or an extortion racket going on. Now, this may be another reason for a global war here. Russia is getting ready to open the world's largest gold mine in Siberia. And apparently Russia's largest gold miner, Polyus, is working on securing total ownership of the Sukhoi Log gold deposit in Siberia, which has an estimated reserve of 540 million tons of ore, which is estimated to contain 40 million troy ounces of gold. I could never understand why we had ounces and troy ounces and why they couldn't just agree on one, but that's a side issue. I digress. So according to the firm, the undeveloped Siberian deposit is the largest in the world. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in the U.S. financial district saying, well, we've got to invade Russia immediately. I mean, you know, look at all that yellow over there. We need that to save our economy here. Okay. Now, as you're already aware, there's a lot of tension between Washington, D.C. and Beijing over relations with Taiwan. Technically, officially, the United States is still following the one China policy, but they have started selling arms to Taiwan. Beijing, in retaliation, has slapped sanctions on Raytheon, Lockheed, and Boeing. So everybody is sanctioning everybody, and that's going to lock up the global economy. And maybe that'll encourage us all to go back to self-sufficiency instead of global interdependence. Now, the globalists aren't going to like that idea, but, well, stuff it. What can I tell you? Another area of increasing tension along with the Senkaku Islands here, apparently Japan has issued an order to their Navy to shoot any China fishing boats fishing in Japanese waters. And apparently a lot of Chinese fishing boats have invaded their economic zone, what they define as their economic zone. So this could actually erupt into actual gunfire here. Just everybody shooting at everybody. I don't like it. It's too noisy out there. What can I tell you? Anyway, getting on back to Taiwan, the United States has approved a $2.4 billion with a B dollar coastal defense missile sale to Taiwan. And apparently it will consist of 100 Harpoon coastal defense systems. It is estimated that Taiwan could destroy about half of a Chinese invading force with these new American supplied weapons. Okay, getting on into some other issues here. we've been talking about the academic performance of Americans and how it has been in decline because of the dumbing down of our schools. In the 2020 ACT scores, Asians are pulling even further into the lead, the same as on the SAT test. And again, a lot of people are wondering what's going on. Are our schools failing? Is it Common Core? Probably a combination of all of those. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. That's area code 512-248-8252. Okay, now getting on back here. Early season winter storm hits northern U.S., breaking scores of snowfall records. It's looking, at least to this observer, that it's going to be a hard winter compared to last year. They're setting snow and cold records in the upper Midwest right now. There was that ice storm that hit Oklahoma yesterday, I think it was. There is snow falling all over the Rockies, which is a good thing because it's going to help get that Colorado fire underneath control. Getting on back here, apparently there were snowfall records in Montana, Iowa, and Minnesota. 1,100 road accidents due to the heavy snow. Montana got 14 inches of snow through Monday, October 19th, setting a number of records. Now, the Arctic blast, that's they used to call it the Arctic void or the Arctic vortex. Now they're calling it the Arctic blast here. And it's descended over the western United States. And again, it is setting new records. It brought minus 29 degrees cold to Potomac, Montana early last Sunday. The coldest temperature ever observed this early in the season across the lower 48. So much for Al Gore and human-caused global warming here. All right, getting on to the world of computers and so forth. Cancel culture has invaded the PlayStation. Sony is enabling the recording of game chats and lets players rat each other out for hate speech. And this is a new degree of wokeness that has led Sony to update its PlayStation system to record the chat and then allow users to snitch on each other for saying things that violate Sony's code of conduct. Now, I don't own a PlayStation. I never have, and now I never will. Okay. Sending a message to our control room here. Google has removed 15 of 21 Android applications from the official Play Store after finding out that adware was in them. And apparently it's a type of adware known as hidden ads. This goes back to last year, and this Android adware operates by showing excessive and intrusive ads and opening mobile browsers on ad-heavy pages. And apparently what it really does is it hides its own app icon so you can't find it to delete it. And then it bombards you with all kinds of advertising. Okay. And one of the downsides of remote working is that it's exposing more and more people to ransomware and hacking. It's making cyber attacks easier to pull off because most home computer systems are not as secure as what you would find in a corporate or office environment. And so the cyber criminals are taking advantage of that. And you do have to take your computer security very, very, very seriously. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, Mark in North Carolina. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark, are you there?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, as far as the election go, I did my part today. I voted for straight Republican, even though I'm not a Republican. But I'm so disgusted with the Democrats, what they're doing with this mask mandate, what they got in this state, and other things. So I decided I was going to go straight Republican. Just right down the line. A couple of things I voted for myself on, where it was not a denominational, but I wanted to make a statement. And even though I can't stand Tom Tillis, I voted for him anyway, just to, you know, because I can't stand the Democrats even less. And I voted to get rid of this governor, Cooper, with the mask mandate on. And I just want to say how silly this whole thing is, too. I just took one of my dogs to the vet earlier today, right? And they have this thing now. You can't even come into the vet's office. You have to stay in your car, and then they call you, and then they'll take the dog in there with you, take look at the dog, and then, you know, call up, tell you what's going on, okay, which is ridiculous enough. But finally, you know, this girl comes out with a bill, you know, paid a bill, which
yes.
I paid in cash. I'm paying just about everything in cash these days. I don't want to be traced, tracked, contacted, tested, or any of that garbage. And she handed me the bill, and then she just jumped back. I mean, like I, you know, like I scared her or something. Like maybe I was, I had bugs on me or some crap like that. You know, she just jumps back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, "What's the matter with you?" Right? Well, she's not wearing a mask. I told her. I says, "Are you that? Do you really believe this nonsense? I know you're wearing a mask. I know you have this silly set up there at the vet spot in the office. You really believe that? I can't really discuss this with you. Obviously, you do believe it." And I told her, "This is a cold. You're worried about a cold. You're a young woman too. On top of it, you got nothing to worry about. It wouldn't hurt you at all." I tried to explain to her, my friends and all that, that I know people down in Texas that have got it. And I told you the other day about my friend's mother, 75 years old, with a liver
yeah.
transplant. I also found out something else interesting. I was talking to my friend earlier today. His mother got over it like in 4 days. But you know why? She's been taking heavy-duty vitamins, including a lot of vitamin D and other vitamins like that, since she had that liver transplant, you know, so I guess to nullify the effects of the anti-rejection drugs that she has to take.
Yes.
Right? And that's why she got over it in like 4 days. Her husband, my friend's father, is 77, had some heart problems. You know, I think he had some surgery in open heart stuff a few years ago. 77
mm-hmm.
years old, he didn't, but he's also taking all those vitamins, okay? Both of them are taking all those vitamins. He said, "You see what I told you, man? You should have been taking those vitamins too, because he's got a little bit more trouble getting over it. He's got some bronchitis. Now he's trying to get rid of before he can go back to work, you know? But this is not, folks, this is not a deadly disease. This is not a pandemic. This is basically a bad cold. You understand that, Dustin? You understand? I hope you call in today, Dustin, because I know the last time you called in, you talked a bunch of nonsense, and now you haven't called in since. At least not since I've been on the phone, since I've been listening. All right? Stop hiding behind your masks. They're not helping you. They're not protecting anybody. Give it up. Stop cooperating. Stop complying with the government's mandates. Tell them no. I see that, by the way, I see in Europe they're rebelling now. I see they had riots
out there
in Italy. Okay? And Britain, every week, Britain and Germany are having demonstrations. I think sooner or later that's going to wind up right. And that fool Macron, by the way, between Erdogan and
we're going to have to wait for Black Lives Matter to calm down here before we can riot about something like the face masks.
Yeah. That Erdogan and Macron, they're some pair. They ought to have a show together. Some Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
But he is right about Macron. Macron is an idiot. But he's now put a total, France, a total lockdown. They already had the orange, what was it, the yellow vest? They're going to have
yes.
riots there. People are not going to put up with this. And you know what? I think at some point, maybe it will, you know, we talk about militias. When I talk about a militia,
yeah.
by the way, I'm not talking about necessarily uniformed and everything like that. I'm talking about people getting together and saying, no, we're not going to cooperate. And if you push it too far, we'll fight. If you try to take our guns away, we'll fight. Okay? And the FBI will not, at that point, infiltrate, because the FBI at that point becomes an enemy army. And if they even approach the area, they'll be caught. That's the good thing about, by the way, about a good sheriff. Because a good sheriff can basically can deputize the entire county if he wants. That's what you need. Then you got it under the color of law. You got a militia under the color of law then. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, if they keep it up, there will be at some point the guillotines or the hangman's noose or whatever else. Because people are not going to put up with that, okay? People are not going to put up with a scumbag like Bill Gates constantly, pulling pushing his weight around because of his billions of dollars. The guy's a little creep. How could anybody take this guy seriously, Mike? How could
especially
anybody
after Windows 10?
Huh?
Yeah, especially after Windows Vista or Millennium Edition.
Yeah, he can't even put computers together properly. Okay? The guy's a little thief. That's all he is. So I just don't understand it, Mike. People wake up. Show you got a pair, okay? For crying out loud, don't let these people push us around. Rebel, okay?
Okay, Mark, I got to let you go. Mark, I'm sorry, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with another phone call.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and I actually got an email from somebody who has changed their early mail-in vote, and it turns out that the process was extremely simple, and as a matter of fact, their email is in the letter section at whatreallyhappened.com. We're going to go back to the phones now to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mike. Earlier in the show, you talked about companies saying that they were going to make remote work from home a permanent condition for their employees. I see a lot of advantages in that. I know you said that it's not fair that their salaries were being cut back, but they can now deduct a portion of their home expenses for office space, either as a deduction or a credit. I don't know how it works in the tax system.
Here in the United States, it has to have a separate entrance.
Well, the lot of places do have, you know, two or three different entrances to their homes. So that may be a possibility, or it may even be affordable to put one up. It creates jobs for renovators, but they can deduct things like equipment, you know, paper, computers, and all that sort of thing, as well as their internet expenses. But that takes us to the other issue. And then, by the way, if there's a lot of open office space, then you have readily convertible structures that can be turned into residential houses. Residential units, and a lot of the homeless can then find a roof over their head. So there are the possibility. Again, it depends on the ethics with which everything is handled. But then that gets
there's
into
also
the
zoning
area
issues.
Of zoning, exactly. But all of those things can be done. They can be changed, especially when the need is self-evident and not easily disputed. But then that gets us to the problem of, it also saves on transportation costs. But anyway, then how are we going to manage the system that is used for remote work and remote communication, either within a nation or internationally? How is that going to be controlled? It's got to be taken out of the hands of the very few, like the Bill Gates, the Zuckerbergers, the Twitter types. Although it's got to be taken out of their hands. Now, how can we do it so that it's fair for the majority of people, and access to the internet or the World Wide Web is going to be accessible to everybody and equally accessible? And perhaps that's something that needs to be addressed. And
I would agree. I mean, it certainly justifies an infrastructure investment. I mean, other countries actually have faster internet at the consumer level than we do here in the United States of America, which is kind of amazing when you consider that the internet was invented by DARPA in this country.
Yes, and you know, it's hilarious. 15 years ago, I was at a party and somebody from Africa was telling me how ridiculously outdated our telephone, wireless cell phone, and internet systems were compared to what they had even in Africa. I was astonished to hear what he told me. So,
okay,
Layla.
Yeah, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for station identification. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.